صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 4th of Safar 1447, corresponding to the 30th of July 2025. It's a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning here in Johannesburg, Indonesia. We'd like to welcome you, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, today we're going to be discussing the topic on how to treat our subordinates and others in Islam. Whether we are leaders, whether we are managers, or whether we are simply individuals who are interacting with other people on a daily basis, the profound Islamic teaching on how to treat those that are under our authority, particularly subordinates, and indeed, let us discuss and let us see how Islam speaks about treating all people. So now let's look at the place where we are, be it in a workplace, in a work environment. You come across different people, different types of races, different types of color, you know, people with different types of background. And even within our homes and our workers, our domestic workers, the way those in position of authority and the way they conduct themselves has a ripple effect. And in Islam, provides a timeless blueprint for leadership that is rooted in justice, compassion, and respect for every other human being. To begin our program, inshallah, let us begin with listening to the beautiful, the noble words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that said in the noble Quran, that sets the tone for justice and excellence in all our dealings. Inshallah, further, our first Quran recitation or recital is going to be from Surah An-Nisa, verse number 58. So inshallah, let's listen to Surah An-Nisa, verse 58.
إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل إن الله نعما يعظكم به إن الله كان سميعا بصيرا.
And that was Surah An-Nisa, verse 58. And then we will listen to Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayat number 8.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada'a bilqisq. ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون.
صدق الله العظيم صدق الله العظيم. The beautiful recitation of the noble Quran. So let us look at the first ayat that we heard. That was from Surah An-Nisa, verse number 58. And the translation goes as follows. Indeed, Allah commands you to render trust to whom they are due. And when you judge people, between people, to judge him with justice. When you judge between people, to judge him with justice. Allah best advises you with it. Indeed, Allah is ever hearing and all seen. And in our second verse, the translation goes as follows. O you who have believed, be persistently standing firm for Allah, witnesses injustice, and do not let the hatred of a people prevent you from being just. Be just, and that is nearer to righteousness, and fear Allah. Ittaqillah. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what you do. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Now these beautiful verse, these beautiful verses of the Noble Quran explain to us the fundamental core principle in Islam. Whether we are governing a nation or managing a small team, whether we are governing a nation or a small team, justice is of paramount importance. But Islam's guidance goes far beyond just the mere justice. Rather, it encompasses compassion, mercy, and respect for the inherent dignity of every human being. So when we are looking at other people, we should not look at them with the prejudice. We should not look at them with that is they're below us because of their skin color, because of their caste, because of their background, their financial well-being. Rather, we should treat everyone with the same respect. Just a perfect example. When you go for Umrah, when you go to Makkatul Mukarramah, and when you are standing in front of Baytullah in the Kaaba Sharif, each and every person that is standing there is no better than the next. Because you are standing in front of Malikul Mulk, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, our creator, our master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are standing before him in the house of Allah, the first Kaaba, the first house of Allah to be built on this earth. It was built by Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Now imagine, you are standing next, you can't have that sort of authority there in Makkah to Mukarramah. You can't stand next, you if you, you're standing next to a person, the equality is there. Everyone is equal. There is no, I'm better than you, or you're better than me, or you are below me, or I can tell you what to do. No. Rather, everyone is the same. Let us look at the Islamic principles when we are interacting with anyone, and especially those that are under our authority or below us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of Allah ta'ala's most beautiful names, the Asma al-Husna, is Al-Adl. Allah ta'ala is most just. So when we treat all individuals, rather we should treat them with equality, with regardless, like I was saying, regardless of their background, their status, or what type of relationship you have with them. Whether you are working with them, whether you see them on a day, on a weekly basis, whether you see them on a weekend, or whether you are staying in a town and they are not, they are staying in another town, and there's the hierarchies, you know, we should all treat the person, even when a person comes to greet you, they say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now look at just the salam, with the greeting, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are making a pact that peace and blessings be upon you. That's a greeting. We are making peace. By starting off, we are saying, Salam. Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings be upon you. And you say, and you reply, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace and blessings be upon you too. So by that, we are already starting as Muslims. We are starting with a beautiful greeting. Look how peaceful it gives sukoon to the heart that you're starting by acknowledging, and by your conversation, you start by greeting. Ensure when we are working with people, do not overwork them. You know, there's a saying, overwork underpaid. Ensure that the work they are doing is fair. And don't put, every person is a human. They have limits. There's a point where a person will get to a breaking point. Why? Because you have pushed that person to such a point of no return. Then we ask ourselves, what did I do wrong? We should take two steps back and see, how did I treat this person correctly? In my workplace, in the work environment, in my speech, in my manner, did I speak to him correctly? Did I speak to him in a harsh tone? or did I speak to him in a soft tone? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen. The mercy unto mankind. Not unto people, unto Muslims. Unto mankind. Rahmatul lil alameen. The entire mankind. That is everybody, all races, all colors. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never raised his voice to people who are below him. Inshallah, when we have our beloved Maulana Zaid Khan, he will explain and give the narration where a youngster was working for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, in this time, there was never a time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had raised his voice or scolded him or shouted him. And when it comes to work with the workplace, if we are in a high position and a high authority, we should avoid oppressing those that are below us. We should avoid taking advantage of them because of we know of their financial background. We should treat everyone with the utmost respect. Because when you treat a person unfairly, unjustly, that's when these people start looking for other jobs. They want to, they're not comfortable in their work environment. That's why they'll start looking, because why? They say, you know what, I'm not being treated correctly. I'm not being treated with kindness, with fairness. Now, would we like that with somebody? And imagine someone, you hurt a person's feelings so much. Nah? That this person turns to Almighty Allah, goes on a musalla, and cries and complains about you. Imagine the person is complaining to Almighty Allah about you, about how you treated them. And we should make decisions based on the merit and establish rules, and not looking at the person because, you know, I know this person here for a long time, I'll treat him better than how I treat the next person. No, we should be non-biased. And beyond justice, we strive for ihsan. This means treating others with a level of kindness that is above and beyond the minimum requirement. If you treat the person and show the person more compassion than what you're supposed to be deserving. Be a friend to them. Not too friendly, but rather show them that, you know, if they have an issue, they can always come to you. They should not be that afraid. Yes, the level of respect must be there, but they shouldn't walk on eggshells when they come to you. And also, let us be understanding of the challenges and the difficulties that they are facing. Don't have a cold heart. Rather, be compassionate to the person. Show them that, you know what, if they have an issue and they can come to you, you can talk about it. Show Rahman, show Raham. Just as how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us mercy in a time of our difficulty, Allah is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. The beautiful names Rahman and Rahim. And every human, every human being is a creation of Almighty Allah. And every person deserves that dignity. So we should refrain from using derogatory terms on a person, insulting them, calling them names. Rather, we should speak to them because respect is earned, not given. Our beloved Maulana Zaid Khan, you know, such a Mubarak face, subhanAllah. No, I understand, Maulana, I understand, but we are speaking about the level of respect and the dignity. But inshallah, Maulana says that he'll join us in 10 minutes, inshallah. So we should address the people, when we are addressing a person, we should give them, because when we are born, our parents chose the most beautiful names with the most beautiful meanings for us, because we are their children. And our parents thought of this year, that when they were growing, when we are going to grow up, that people are going to call my child by a certain name, you know, and they should be proud that my child has been called his name, because it has a beautiful meaning behind it. Sometimes the names are a bit heavy, but Allah knows best with regards to the names. That's why we should always consult, and we should find out, you know, what's the best name, you know, for a boy or for a girl. We should find out the correct meaning of that name, and also pronunciation of the name is very, very important. And you know, when a person does something, acknowledge them, show them that you appreciate their work. A simple "I am proud of you" can change that person's whole outlook at work, at life. Because why? He is now being understood, and he is now being appreciated. Somebody is acknowledging his existence, that, you know what, I'm being noticed. Now then it'll give that person, and it'll boost that person's morale to do more work, to go beyond for what they want to do and what they were employed to do. And when we employ somebody or have them at work, you are entrusted. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that you're entrusted with they are your amana. So their wages and their safety and the reasonable workload is your amana. You cannot push the person to such a point where they would get naraz, they would get angry, they would be like, hey, you know what, I can't handle this anymore. I can't handle this workload. My boss is pushing too much pressure on me. There's so much I can handle. And you must always also realize that apart from a work pressure, people might be having pressure at home. They might be going through other things at home that is detrimental, that they're leaving at home, knowing that they go through a rough day. And then after that, they must still go home to experience a part two of that rough day. So they might not tell you, they might not show you, but remember, all my listeners, always be respectful to the next person. Because you never know, that same person's dua will take you far in life. Today, in this day and age, we need people's duas. Nothing else but duas are going to help us. When we pass away, when we go into the qabr, our name, fame, daulat, mal, wealth, houses, cars, whatever it is going to mean nothing. We can't bribe the angels, no. There you're going to be alone, and there's going to be your actions, it's going to be your mal, it's going to be your amal, your character, and how you treated people, all your actions, whether you treated the people correctly, whether you disregarded them as being humans. You know, it is so sad, so sad. Allah Ta'ala protect each and every one of us. Ameen. It's 28 minutes to 11 Central African time. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small break. And when we come back, Mawlana Zaid Khan will join us for Riyadu Salihin.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد أبر في قولي لا منه ولا نعمي أبر في قولي لا منه ولا نعمي مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصم مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانوه في علم ولا كرم ولم يدانوه في علم ولا كرم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وكلهم من رسول الله ملتمس وكلهم من رسول الله.
مركز صحابة اون لاين راديو empowering the ummah.
22 minutes to 11 Central African time, and welcome back to our program. And this is the hour or the half hour where we get Maulana Zayed Khan, and then we'll be discussing or giving us pertinent advices from Riyad al-Salihin. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairan, Brother Suleiman. So,
Barakallahu
for this opportunity, I was just opening Riyad al-Salihin, and after hearing that statement this morning of Sudais, where he said that hunger is good for the people of Gaza. And just remember, a month back, Netanyahu said similar things, that this year, that they are not starving the people of Gaza. In fact, they are obese, so this is good for them. And similar Jewish reports had, we've got the websites here, and we've got the links here as well. So I just opened the kitab, and I was, because of that statement Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman made this morning, and he said, he posed the question to Sudais, asking him, did you ever miss a meal? And when you see the weight, and you see all of this that is taking place in the world today, and he mentioned you're speaking of being obese, I just opened the kitab today, Hadith 509, when we did it, Alhamdulillah. Then we did this hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned and spoke about khayrukum qarni, thumma alladhina yalunahum, thumma alladhina yalunahum. That the best of you are those who are of my era, then those who follow them, so that's the tabi'in, and then those that follow them, so that's the tabi' tabi'in. So the narrator of the hadith, Imran ibn al-Husayn radiallahu anhumah, he says, فَمَا أَدْرِي قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ أَوْ ثَلَاثًا. I'm not sure if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this twice or thrice. And he adds this portion here, ثُمَّ يَكُونُ بَعْدَهُمْ قَوْمٌ يَشْهَدُونَ وَلَا يُسْتَشْهَدُونَ. Then they will be followed by people who will give testimony without being asked to do so. And they will not deceive. وَيَخُونُونَ. They will deceive. They will deceive. وَلَا يُؤْتَمَنُونَ. And they will betray. They will not be trustworthy. وَيَنْذِرُونَ وَلَا يُوفُونَ. They will take vows and they will not fulfill them. And here's the critical point of this hadith. وَيَظْهَرُ فِيهِمُ السَّمَنُ. And obesity will be apparent amongst them. Obesity will be apparent amongst them. This is the narration of Bukhari Muslim. And here in this particular Riyad al-Salihin, you can find it. And you can find the whole the podcast. 509, Hadith 509, just go back and you can find it there. Alhamdulillah, yesterday we touched on this hadith, Hadith 518, that's where we're currently at. Many listeners could not benefit because we were on air, we were not on air, in fact, or it was very soft. So we'll do this hadith today again. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa'an Abdullah Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma. Abu Abdullah. So this is Abu Abdullah, Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu narrates, قال بعثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent us on an expedition. وأمر علينا أبا عبيدة radiyallahu anhu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made our leader Abu Ubaidah. He was the Amir. نتلقى إيران للقريش. And the purpose of sending us on this expedition was specific. It was in order to pursue a caravan of the Quraysh. So these caravans, they were carrying different things. And this would support the Quraysh. And with that money that has been earned, then they would use it back to harm the Muslimin. So this was a specific purpose. You can see these strategies still exist today. You've seen in Yemen, they've said that anybody who even attempts to go towards the Israeli ports, what they're going to do with them, they're going to finish them up and they're going to blast them. And then you'll see countries which are not Muslim, such as Colombia, Pedro Gustavo, he said and he threatened any Glencairn or Glenurn company, they want to transport coal to the rogue Israel, they will have heavy consequences. Whereas you see South Africa undercover, they're transporting coal and the rest. But focusing here is this was one strategy to capture these caravans. And because it's supporting and aiding, you just have to go to our Arab countries as well. Morocco, they are assisting for the rogue regime Israel to receive weapons from the US, from their ports directly. Egypt is blocking aid instead of allowing aid. So people of, in fact, the Egyptians now, they do not know what to do. So they've taken water and clothes and food, and they put it in a little bit of baskets and the rest, and hoping that it will reach the people of Gaza. So anyway, coming back to this, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu is the Amir. Natalaqqa Iran lil Quraysh. The objective is to capture a caravan of the Quraysh. So what happens? Wazawwadana jirabam min tamrin lam yajid lana ghayrahu. So Abu Ubaidah, as the leader, as provision for the journey, he gave us a sack of dates, right? Which was all that he could find. And this was still moving on strong. Respect for the leader, right? He's our Amir. He's given us this. We'll suffice on it, inshallah. Respect for the Amir. فَكَانَ أَبُو عُبَيْدَةَ يُعْتِينَا تَمْرَةً تَمْرَةً. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu would give us date by date. Date, one date per person like this. فَقِيل, it was said to Jabir radiallahu anhu, كَيْفَ كُنْتُمْ تَصْنَعُونَ بِهَا. What would you do with one date? What would you do with these dates? Because it's not going to fill your belly much. قال نمسها كما يمس الصبي. We would lick them, suck them, just the way a suckling baby suckles. That's how we would, and this would nourish us, assist us. So ثم نشرب عليها من الماء, and upon that then we would drink some water. فتكفينا يومنا إلى الليل. So this would actually suffice for us up until the night. Now this is something, this is barakah, something that goes beyond something that you can put on paper, something that you can physically see with the eye. This is barakah. You know, perhaps you've been in situations where little food sufficed for your belly and it gave you so much of strength that you felt that now you ate a whole entire meal, but you just ate a little bit. Why don't we experience this anymore? It's because we're not eating. One is to eat halal 100% and the other is to eat wholesome food. Once in Darul Zakaria, we took a bread, Albany bread, and we just kept it and kept it and kept it to see if it will change. Because people always used to tell us these things, it's plastic and the rest. Believe it or not, Laysa al-khabru kal-mu'ayana, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this narration of Ibn Hibban, a sahih narration, there's no news like eyewitness news. So when we witness this, we believe in it now. Albany, I'll never ever just buy Albany. Albany bread lasted over 22 days, absolutely nothing wrong with it. Now you speak to the youth, they say, but that's a good thing. That's because you think that's a good thing, but that's not a good thing. Take plastic, leave it for a whole lifetime. If you leave it in a safe place, nothing will happen to it. This is what you're putting in your bellies. And this is why you are not getting that satisfaction and so many other reasons other than that. But making sure to eat halal and together with that is tayyib, pure foods. Not to say that we are somehow health experts and we're so overconscious of what we eat. But this little we know, we share it with you so that at least you can teach others. فَتَكْفِينَا يَوْمَنَا إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. This suckling of these dates, it used to last them from the morning to the evening. وَكُنَّا نَضْرِبُ بِعِسِيِّنَا الْخَبَطَ. And then we would go and we would use our sticks to hit the leaves. And ثُمَّ نَبُلُّهُ بِالْمَاء. Then we would mix it, soften them with water. فَنَأْكُلُهُ. And then we would eat this year. See, sacrifice. إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَ. Allah is teaching you. إِنَّ مَعَ Usri yusra. After difficulty comes ease. So Allah Azza wa Jal teaches you these lessons. So here in this particular hadith, hadith 518, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, وَانْتَلَقْنَا عَلَى سَاهِلِ الْبَحْرِ. So we walked towards the coast, along the coast, and something appeared. فَرُفِعَ لَنَا عَلَى سَاهِلِ الْبَحْرِ كَهَيْئَةِ الْكَثِيبِ الضَّخْمِ. Some huge fat, ضَخْم also means big, large, Jisamwala, to be built. So something huge appeared like a hill of sand before us on the coast. Now we went, we approached it, we tried to go there. فَأَتَيْنَاهُ. When we got there, فَإِذَا هِيَ دَابَةٌ تُدْعَ الْأَمْبَرِ. And we saw all of a sudden that this is a huge animal called Al-Ambar. from the ocean. Al-Ambar is the name. You till today, you'll find scenes and opportunities like this for those who you've seen it, perhaps articles, I've seen it. Such huge animals that pop up just on the coast and people then go and take benefit. And now this was an unusual miracle experienced by Sahaba radiallahu anhu. فَرُفِعَ لَنَا We said to you, عَلَى سَائِلِ الْبَحْرِ كَهَيْئَةِ الْكَثِيبِ الضَّخْمِ فَأَتَيْنَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ دَابَةٌ تُدْأَ الْأَمْبَرِ It was known as Ambar. قَالَ أَبُو عُبَيْدَ Abu Ubaidah said, Maita. First he said, he's the Amir. He said, Maita, carrier. ثُمَّ قَالَ Then he said, no. لا بل نحن رسل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم See, this is an Amir. He thinks. And then he goes through. He made the mistake or he said this. Then he goes through the whole decision. And he says, no, rather we are the messengers of the messenger. Rusulu Rasulillah. We are the messengers of the messenger. Rusulu Rasulillah. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This will be beneficial for you. 10 stages higher your status goes and 10 sins wiped off your name as well as 10 rewards written for you just by saying Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So moving on. Wafi Sabilillah. And we are in the path of Allah. وَقَرِرْتُمْ And we are in the state of desperation. We are in the state of desperation. Necessity is there. And you are in this compelled state. So, فَكُلُوا إِتْ فَقَمْنَا عَلَيْهِ شَهْرًا 1 month went by and we were still standing by this al-ambar, this animal, and eating. وَنَحْنُ How many of them were there? So 1 month passes and now comes the question, how many of them were there? So, وَنَحْنُ ثَلَاثُ مِئَةٍ حَتَّى سَمِنَّا We were 300. We were 300. حَتَّى سَمِنَّا Until we became healthy and what we say, mashallah. So, وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنَا نَغْتَرِفُ مِنْ وَقْبِ عَيْنِهِ بِالْقِلَالِ الدُّخْنَ وَنَقْطَعُ مِنْهُ الْفِدَرَ كَالثَّوْرِ أَوْ قَدْرِ الثَّوْرِ Then he said, Abu, so this is Jabir radiallahu anhu. He says, وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنَا He says, I saw, and we witnessed this here, that he says, I remember scooping out jugs of fat from its eye socket and cutting out pieces the size of an ox or similar to the size of an ox. Let that process. Cutting out fat. We spoke about fat yesterday. The health benefits. Don't believe everything that you hear. We were under the impression that fat is unhealthy. But look at it deeper. Fat is healthy for you. So we were cutting this out from, this was from its eye socket, and cutting out pieces the size of an ox or similar to the size of an ox. So Abu Ubaidah then says, called us, and said, okay, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذَ مِنَّا أَبُو عُبَيْدَةَ ثَلَاثَةَ عَشَرَ رَجُلًا He came, he grabbed about 13 of us. He grabbed 13 of us. And he took us towards it. فَأَقْعَدَهُمْ فِي وَقْبِ عَيْنِهِ And he made us sit. Abu Ubaidah, radiallahu anhu, he made us sit in its eye socket. 13, just in the eye socket. We were all sitting there in its eye socket. Jabir radiallahu anhu is saying, so it's like they on excursion here. See you, the miracles Allah Azawajal shows you. When you sacrifice for Him, how Allah opens the doors for you. وَأَخَذَ ضِلْعًا مِّنْ أَضْلَاعِهِ And He took one of the ribs from its many ribs, فَأَقَامَهَا And He made it stand up. ثُمَّ رَحَلَ أَعْظَمَ بَعِيرٍ مَعْنَا And then He made the biggest camel, the highest camel of ours. He made it go past it. فَمَرَّ مِنْ تَحْتِهَا And it went below. It went. فَمَرَّ مِنْ تَحْتِهَا It went below it. Meaning, it went past it. وَتَزَوَّدْنَا مِنْ لَحْمِهِ And we used to take benefit from its meat. وَشَائِقَ And dried meat. Like biltong we mentioned to you. فَلَمَّا قَدِمْنَا الْمَدِينَةِ أَتَيْنَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ When we reached Medina Munawwara, we went to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. فَذَكَرْنَا ذَلِكَ لَهُ And we mentioned this whole incident to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَرِزْقٌ أَخْرَجَهُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ This is sustenance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has extracted for you and is made beneficial for you. فَهَلْ مَعَكُمْ مِنْ لَحْمِهِ شَيْءٌ فَتُطْعِمُونَ Do you have any of its meat that it's left so that you can feed us with it? This was all to make and to sanction what they did was correct. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْهُ فَأَكَلَهُ. So we sent to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he then ate from it. Look at this miracle. This miracle is mentioned in Riyadu Salihin. And here, what lesson do we derive from this? When you chuck, what they say, some people say, chuck the dunya. Turn away. We don't say chuck the dunya. You need to make your dunya well worthy so that your akhirah, and we're not speaking of money, we're speaking here of making it profitable in terms of good deeds, because then it's beneficial for you. So what happens? When you turn away from the dunya, Allah Azza wa Jal opens up for you such miracles. And when something is given to you without you asking, then this is permissible for you to indulge in it. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.
And that was Maulana Zahid Khan giving us pertinent advices from Riyadu Salihin. It's 4 minutes to 11 Central African time. Next up will be the news with Maulana Zahid Khan. Thereafter, from 11 to 12, will be the bliss of marriage with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab and Maulana Zahid Khan. Thereafter, 12 to 1 will be Alfas and Kursi. 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 5 plus 1 to 1:30 will be the Tafsir of Surah At-Tawbah. Then 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of this the Tafsir from the archives. 2 to 3 will be Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A and Maulana Musa Akwadi's Nasiha. And thereafter will be an Urdu lecture from 4 to 5. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of the Tafsir. You will hear from 1 to 1:30. Thereafter, 7:30 to 8 will be the Nasiha by Maulana Dawood Sirat. And 8 to 9 will be our medical file program with myself and Dr. Amin Melrose. And we're going to be discussing osteoporosis. Osteoporosis. And that's your lineup until 9 p.m. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Mid-Morning Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Don't forget, today is a Wednesday, and du'as are accepted between Dhuhr and Asr. Remember us in your du'as. Remember the people of Gaza and all the our Muslims, brothers and sisters who are suffering in the besieged countries. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.